It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Ramble Podcast, hosted by Dave DeBaugh and presented by Rippin.com. As always, the Ramble Podcast is coming to you live from the Super Plus Rippin.com broadcast studios in the heart of Silicon Valley. Now, to the host that can't stop rambling, Dave DeBaugh.
To the Ramble we go. I am Dave DeBaugh, and I want to talk sports with you, North America. Coming up on the Ramble today, the sham that was the Alliance of American Football is all over, and I, like many football fans in North America, are extremely disappointed and confused why a league would launch because they didn't have enough cash. Plus, the National Basketball Association season number one of 2018-2019 comes to a end in the next 4 days, and I will tell you a little something about the Miami Heat and the character of that organization. Plus, Major League Baseball is in full force, and the Dallas Cowboys do it again. This time, they give generational wealth to DeMarcus Lawrence. And I'm just saying, the Cowboys have quietly put together one of the best off seasons in the National Football League so far. All of that and more coming up on the Ramble today. All right, North America. But we begin not with America's team, not with Major League Baseball, not with the NBA, but for the last time on this show, we begin with the Alliance of American Football. Now, I just want everybody out there to take a step back and remember what it was like when the Super Bowl ended. We all had the traditional Super Bowl hangover. We were all just like, God, it's going to be 6 months till we have football again. But we all found out about the Alliance of American Football. And the first week that it was on television, it was on CBS Sports. It debuted on CBS Sports and beat in the ratings both the NBA and the NHL in its first weekend. The hope, the promise that the Alliance of American Football brought to us all was real. It was not fake at all. So we were all super excited. A lot of us, at least, were super excited about the Alliance of American Football. And I continued to watch, and the ratings continued to dip, which was to be expected. But I continued to watch. I do also want to point out that the Alliance of American Football was covered extensively on NFL.com. Its games were broadcast on the NFL Network. Look, I can't think of a better place for a startup league to get coverage from than the National Football League. Look, I heard all of this stuff 2 weeks ago about how the Players Association was affecting the Alliance of American Football, and because they weren't able to get enough quality players on the field. That's a sham. That's a bunch of BS. Let me just say this. I watched a lot of the Alliance of American Football, and I can tell you, in its first half season, the games, the coaches, and the players were already better than what they do up north in Canada. I'm just saying, half a season in, the Alliance of American Football was better than the CFL. Sorry, all of you Canadian actors who moved to Hollywood. I'm just saying, it was just better. The performance on the field was pretty good. I give the performance on the field a solid B. It's not a C, and it wasn't an A, but a solid B, which is a really good number, really good rating, if you will, for a league that had just started. So we're about 3 or 4 weeks into the Alliance of American Football, and things seem to be going well until we hear about a certain investor investing $250 million in the Alliance of American Football to keep it alive. And I immediately go to the Khalil Mack card at that point. Like, if you think back to the Oakland Raiders and John Gruden, of course John Gruden wanted to sign Khalil Mack. It's just that the Raiders at that time did not have enough money to give Khalil what he wanted, and Khalil didn't want to cave. What the players and the Players Association and the National Football League have agreed upon in terms of their CBA is that all large contracts have to be put in embargo accounts. Now, if you don't know what an embargo account is, I'll tell you. It's an account where you take all of this money that you're going to pay a player for the lifetime of a contract, and you put it in an embargo account. That's a way that the players and the NFL can ensure that there are no issues with payroll. I just don't understand how a group of executives can get the NFL Network, CBS Sports, TNT, and TBS, and just CBS, the network itself, to take these broadcasts of this league if the league didn't have strong financial backing in the first place. Look, wasn't there an executive that raised his hand, his or her hand, during one of the meetings and said, you know, I don't think we have enough cash to get through 8 weeks of this season. I'm just saying somebody should have raised their hand. I really think what happened in the Alliance of American Football was good intentions. I really believe that Ebersol and the rest of the group that put this thing together had good intentions. I do think that when they got down to it, and they decided to move forward, they knew. And trust me, you know when you're running a business if you have enough cash or if you don't. You know ahead of time. The Alliance of American Football knew that they were going to have to put out some sort of it didn't work press announcement because they didn't have enough cash on hand when they started the season. It's super clear. So clearly, the Alliance of American Football did what a lot of Americans are going to start doing, and they gambled. Now that gambling's legal in a lot of the states here in the U.S., they gambled. They rolled the dice. They said, we're going to get so much attention that we're going to be able to get big contracts and big ad revenue signed, and it won't matter because by the time we get to week eight, our financial position will be better. Let me just say this. The gamble did not pay off. The gamble was stupid. You could not envision a world in which the Alliance of American Football, after week one, where it had fantastic ratings, that it was somehow able to hold those ratings or even hold a quarter of those ratings, which it wasn't able to do. They should have known ahead of time that they weren't going to have enough cash. And I know almost for a fact that they knew they were going to run out of cash. All right, North America. So the Alliance of American Football turns out to be just an utter sham because they didn't have enough cash on hand. Moving on to your National Basketball Association end of season one. And, you know, playoffs are going to tip off here in about a week. week and a half. And there's only one thing left to be decided in the NBA, and it's for that coveted eighth spot in the East. The Orlando Magic have jumped four spots in the last 12 days and are now in sixth position, and I think are actually going to make the playoffs. Both Brooklyn and Detroit have gone on extensive losing streaks, as have the disappointing Miami Heat. I am so disappointed in Dwayne Wade and the Miami Heat organization for them being in the position that they're in, where it looks like they won't make the playoffs. Look, it's a battle of who wants to lose less more. I'm just saying, between Detroit and Brooklyn and Miami, you know, you have no idea who's actually going to end up in that final spot. But the Heat are a game behind with just four to go, and it's not looking good for the Miami Heat. And it's going to be the end of a great career for Dwayne Wade. Elsewhere around the National Basketball Association, the Golden State Warriors are obviously going to be the team to beat in the West. I did just want to touch on the craziness of the people that are out there that are backing Giannis to be the most valuable player in the National Basketball Association this year. Look, I'm telling you right now, when Giannis, if Giannis ever develops a three, if he ever develops a three-point shot, he will most likely never lose the MVP battle. But I want the MVP battle to be won on merit. I don't want it to be won because it's your time to win it. James Harden, who I'm not even a big fan of, won last year. James Harden, who is averaging 36 points a game in the NBA today, flat, literally 8 points more a game than Giannis is, absolutely deserves to go back-to-back for your most valuable player in the NBA this year. Those of you out there that are screaming that the Greek Freak should be the most valuable player are ignoring what the bearded one is doing in Houston. Stop ignoring. I'm just saying, pay attention to what James Harden is doing in Houston. And if you do, and you objectively look at the numbers, there is no way anybody who's being objective would actually take Giannis over James Harden unless you live in Wisconsin. I'm just saying. All right, North America. We're going to cover a little bit of the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, here in just a little bit. But I did want to just note a couple quick things. One, Talk to the Ramble is our Twitter feed, so do check that out. We did run some very interesting polls earlier in the week on our Twitter account, so do check those out. One of the polls, though, that we ran was taking a harder look at the AFF. And we said, how disappointed are you in the AFF, that the AFF is now gone? And our three choices were don't care, disappointed, extremely disappointed. And I was actually surprised by this. 57% of you said you don't care. And you know what I think that is? I think that is, it's a sort of like a wounded lover. it's you know, like when you're dating somebody and you think it's going pretty good and they turn around and they break up with you, and your immediate human response is to say you don't care. Look, I think that we got so many votes on this tells us that the people that voted that said they don't care actually do care. I'm just saying, I think people actually care and wanted the AFF to work. Just a total shame, basically. All right, so moving on to the Dallas Cowboys. Look, I'm not a huge Cowboy fan. I'm so sick of America's team, as we all are, and it's not really America's team anymore. That's the Cleveland Browns. It's ridiculous. Anyways, people are talking about the Cleveland Browns as if they've won the Super Bowl already. Look, Cleveland hasn't even been in the playoffs yet. Let them make it to the playoffs a couple times. Let them actually go through what Peyton Manning had to go through before he won a Super Bowl. Let the Cleveland Browns become the team that doesn't make it to the Super Bowl but makes the playoffs every year before we start talking about the Cleveland Browns as a Super Bowl favorite. No sense. Makes no sense, North America. Anyway, so the Cowboys sign DeMarcus Lawrence to generational wealth. $105 million 5-year extension. He's worth every penny of it. Now, as we all know, in the National Football League, contracts aren't guaranteed. So right now you're wondering, you're like, DeBah, how much of that $105 million is actually guaranteed for DeMarcus Lawrence? And the answer is $65 million. And that's why I'm telling you right now that is generational wealth. Look, I'm sure he won't get the whole 105, but I bet DeMarcus walks away with at least 80 of it. I'm just saying. Look, the Cowboys have done a really nice job this offseason so far. We're a couple, 3 weeks away from the draft, but in terms of free agency and signing some of their own players, the Cowboys have absolutely done the right thing so far. All right, North America. Lastly, on the big show today, on the Ramble, you know, Major League Baseball is upon us. The dog days of summer are, you know, a couple months away, but you can just sense it's coming, can't you? You know, where baseball's the only thing for us to talk about. So we're not going to overly talk about baseball. But I did want to point out that with about a week and a half into the season, you Red Sox fans, you guys must be wondering what the hell is going on. You guys are 2-7 on this young year so far. My Minnesota Twins are in first place at 5-2. Phillies in second place. And the best, smartest, funniest thing I heard all week, which some of you might not think is funny, especially if you're here in the Silicon Valley, but SBC Park, AT&T Park, those parks formerly known as are now Oracle Park. Anyways, so I heard this on a sports radio station here locally, and one of the sports announcers actually said, you know, the one thing that you can be assured upon when you go to a San Francisco Giants baseball game this year is at least one Major League Baseball team will show up. I'm just saying this Giants baseball team is built for nothing. They are not built for power. They do have some nice pitching, which I'm sure will get traded away at some point this year. And they're certainly not built to run the bases. Look, I don't know how they're planning on scoring runs in San Francisco this year, but it is going to be a long year for you San Francisco Giants fans. And 2-6 might be the best possible start you could have expected with this collection of, let's face it, stiffs that the Giants organization has put out on the field at the brand new Oracle Park, which isn't brand new. It's just a new name. All right, North America. We will cover a lot more Major League Baseball as we go through the season. Cannot wait for the NBA playoffs to start. My opinion of James Harden in the playoffs is different than it is of James Harden in the regular season. Look at the stats, North America, and then come back to me and attempt to make your argument that Giannis should win the MVP, because you will be wrong. All right, North America, thanks so much for tuning in for The Ramble. I am Dave DeBob, reminding you that you can't win a championship if you play for the Carolina Panthers. And good luck, North America, because in this era of Donald Trump being your president, you're going to need all the help that you can get.
Pros like you know trusted brands have a hand in helping you nail the job. Start with Lowe's, where you'll find those brands and savings too. Stop in today and pick up a new Metabo HPT 1¾-inch 15-degree pneumatic roofing nailer for $20 less, now $269. And get a new DeWalt Tough Grip 52-piece steel hex shank screwdriver bit set for just $14.98, saving you $5. For even more ways Lowe's saves your business money, stop by the Pro Desk and talk to our dedicated Pro team today. Whatever you need to get the job done, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 11/6, U.S. only.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.